Welcome on into hour number two of the program here. It's Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you until 10 o'clock. A lot going on in terms of the Falcons and where they're at right now, injuries and ineffectiveness. We'll chat with Taryn Walk of AtlantaFalcons.com coming up next. She's live at practice each and every day, so we'll get a boots-on-the-ground report from her, all the information you need to know. We'll also get to a football frenzy at the bottom of the hour. Oren, what's going on with the Dolphins, man?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, that's the problem. But Tyreek Hill's in hot water again, off the field drama. You know what I keep hearing, and we'll get into more of this at the bottom of the hour? A potential reunion in Kansas City.
That may or may not be, sir, in my true false question.
No, how about that? Because we got, how about that for simpatico? Because that is something that's potentially stirring. We got a lot of football news coming up at the bottom of the hour, so you don't want to miss that. But right now, we got not one, not two, not three, not four, but five NFL true and false questions.
The aforementioned Miami Dolphins. Tyreek's having trouble off the field.
By the way.
There were scenes of him on the field on Sunday with some heated arguments, or let's call them discussions, with coaching staff and players.
You want to know a Tyreek Hill stat that's crazy?
What's that?
He has not had a reception of more than 30 yards in over a calendar year.
I believe the last one he had was week one of last year.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You owe me a soda drink.
but no, and Mike McDaniel just seems like a guy who is – that offense, his first year there, seemed like the talk of the NFL. All this speed they have, all this speed. And
they
then
scored 70 points versus the Broncos.
Everything was about speed, and the running backs were so fast, and Tyreek and all this stuff. And then now they're just a team who can't seem to move forward offensively at all and have a defense that
– Tua looked awful in week one.
They who was the Xavier Howard?
Yeah.
Xavier basically said that, you know, you rattle Tua, you get him and his internal clock speeding up, he's not a great quarterback.
Well, you can't blame Tua because he's one hit away from being out of the league.
That's
at this
also
point.
True.
And his whole thing is accuracy and timing.
Accuracy and timing, yeah. He's never going to have the biggest arm. Everything for him is just ball placement, getting that ball out quickly before receivers get in and out of their breaks. And when that timing gets disrupted, bad things are happening, as you can see. My question, though, about the Dolphins, true or false, Tyreek Hill is moved before season's end.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think he's going to go back to Kansas City, honestly. I think he is basically on his last legs in the NFL. I think if he screws up one more time, he's going to be looked at as damaged goods. And
this was a guy who 2 years ago we were talking about potentially having a 2,000-yard receiving season.
And was
season.
Rated the number one player in the league by his peers. We forget about that. They had that NFL 100 that they do every year. He was number one 3 years ago. And now look where he is. And he's not old by any stretch of the imagination.
Still go out there and be highly effective because he still does one thing very well. Runs very fast.
Well, if you put him back there with Mahomes and Andy Reid and Kelsey and all the protection that they can give him in terms of not speaking to the media and not sticking his nose where it doesn't belong, because he went to the Dolphins, and became the alpha. That's the problem. He's a leader, but I think Tyreek Hill's ego and reputation and winning in the NFL kind of puts him at the top of the pecking order there. But if he goes back to Kansas City, he just falls in line. You
gets
hope.
Back in place, yeah.
So I think he's going back. I do. Because the Dolphins are going to stink this year. Mm-hmm. They're going to be bad. You know who might actually – they might actually finish below the Jets this year.
Ooh.
How about that?
Yeah.
Justin Fields looked good.
He did look a lot better than Tua, and they scored way more points than the Dolphins did.
6 points?
6 points. That was a 20 – 20-something to nothing game before Miami got into it and scored. All right, so Russ says mental toughness or mentally tough, I guess in regards to the reports that people are asking about his job now in New York. There was a package of plays for Jackson Dart on Sunday that they had planned for him. And
but the offensive line was so bad.
The offensive line is
that
bad.
They chose not to do it.
Which brings me to my second question here, sir. True or false? We're going to see Jameis Winston start at least one game for the New York Football Giants this season.
Well, it's funny because, in my opinion, though, that's the right move. That offensive line is awful.
It's really bad.
And they don't have Andrew Thomas right now.
He's not practicing because of a foot injury, yeah.
And Evan Neal, the stud out of Alabama, was a healthy scratch.
A bust.
In week one. So that tells you where the state of their offensive line is. I'm not putting him back there to get killed. Why? For what? Draft an offensive – win three games this year. Draft the best offensive tackle in the draft. And then start Dart next year. I don't – they have this at our sister station. It's funny. Their afternoon show producer every day now is wearing a piece of paper stapled to his chest that says start Dart. Because he's so into the idea of starting Dart. But I think, honestly, Arn, the move is you're right. Start Winston. Because – You need somebody back there that can just throw the ball down the field.
Generate something at this point, yeah.
And get the ball to Malik Nabers down the field and just see what they can do. And
you talk about a guy who was not happy on Sunday. Oh, my goodness, Malik Nabers.
Him and Daboll were...
And then there were scenes, too. They talked about the body language. He had towels over his head, just acted like he wanted to be anywhere but on that sideline or on the field with the Giants on Sunday.
Well, his quarterbacks... Daniel Jones, Tommy DeVito, and now Russell Wilson that have thrown him passes. Not exactly.
Not living great.
Drew Lock.
Oh, that's right.
Those,
Drew Lock.
Those were the guys that he's caught passes.
Throw a Drew Lock in there too, yes.
Not good.
Jadeveon Clowney was in Dallas today, interviewing, talking, whatever you wanted to call it. Left Dallas, though, without a deal, and it seems like the Cowboys will not sign him. But Dallas is bringing in pass rushers off the street now because you can't really fill that void of Micah Parsons with, I guess, the current group of players they have right now.
Who's their guy? Demarion Overshown? That's the guy that they have there now?
That guy. True or false, Dallas's leading sacker this season is not yet on their football team.
Oh, that would be embarrassing. For their sake, I'm going to say false. Man, that would be awful. I'm surprised Clowney hasn't found a home because he could just do – you just bring him into like a Von Miller at this point.
Yeah, he'll get just five or six maybe on the edge.
Yeah, bring him in on third down.
Von, they talked about, played 40% of the snaps in the Commanders' first football game.
That's
so
surprising, especially against a bad opponent where you don't really need to. But he's got that juice, man. He has since the second he walked into the NFL. Jadeveon Clowney's going to find a home soon. But to answer your question, no, somebody has to do something on that team, right?
Something.
Micah Parsons, by the way, sacking his first game. That defense looks great. I said it at the beginning of the year. They're definitely a playoff team for me, and they might be a Super Bowl contender now.
To just get back right and healthy offensively. Christian Watson, I saw, just got a one-year extension.
They got Golden in the draft.
Yeah, you got a workhorse back in Josh Jacobs. You have everything that you need right now on offense to get it done, and now you've added that over-the-top piece on defense and Micah Parsons. So
you know what I think it is? I think people are still not fully invested in Jordan Love because of what happened with Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
That's my theory on that. Because I think when I say Jordan Love, what's your first thought? Because mine is still Aaron Rodgers.
I think of the playoff win.
Okay, so you've moved past. For you, you moved.
But that's a high watermark for him, and he hasn't necessarily sort of upped that just yet.
No, but he's had like one or two pretty big statistical years, so it's not like he's not proven at this point, but we'll see. I think they're as live of a contender early on as anybody.
Question number four. We saw it's the first week of the season, but it's going to be hard-pressed to top the excitement of that Bills-Ravens Sunday night football game with the Bills coming back down 15 points with 4 minutes to go, first time in NFL history. Those two teams looks like after week one again, but after week one that they are the class of the AFC. Was that way last year with your two possible MVP contenders, Josh Allen winning it over Lamar Jackson, Lamar being the first team all-pro quarterback. But true or false, Bills and Ravens – that was a preview of the AFC Championship game at a season's end.
False. They're going to do it again. They're going to do it again.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Not just going to get there, but they're going to win it again too?
I don't know about win it, but I think...
Well, there's an addition that you talked about earlier that can help them out. So
yeah.
Let's talk about the Chiefs, by the way, here, guys. Yes.
Don't dethrone them until they're dethroned. Like, that's just how I feel about the run that they're on right now. They have a pattern now. Start slow, turn it on at the end of the year, and then just have Mahomes not get killed in the playoffs. That's sort of been what's happened the last couple of years. Sometimes they win, sometimes they lose, but they always get there. And the way that Baltimore, I read a stat, like, they've had 9 losses in the Lamar Jackson era when they've had a 90% probability to win in the fourth quarter.
That's the Harbaugh effect right there, too. They've talked about how bad his record is with double-digit leads in the fourth quarter or something like that. Yeah,
it's unbelievable. So, rock and a hard place. Which one goes first? I'm going to pick the Chiefs.
Final question. Today it was announced that not only will George Kittle miss some weeks with the San Francisco 49ers, but Brock Purdy nursing toe and shoulder injuries. The toe being the more serious one, is set to miss multiple weeks at that quarterback position, leaving Mac Jones as the incumbent starter, the backup. Yeah, good old Mac.
Who?
I don't know if I'm the 49ers and Mac Jones inspires that much confidence in the team that, hey, you got McCaffrey out there on Sunday, and he had the most touches in a football game that he's had since joining the 49ers, 31 touches. He looked effective. I don't know how long
he win my fantasy week one.
There you go. I don't know if he continues to get 30-plus touches a game, but he showed that giving him 30 touches, he can hold up. So if that offense feels like they can take that next step, I don't know if Mac Jones is the guy. So true or false, the Niners make a deal to bring in another quarterback from another football team.
Hey, I got a guy. I know a guy.
I was hoping you'd go that direction.
How about number 18 in your hearts and number 1 in your playbook?
Got a familiarity with that Shanahan system.
I'll drive him to the airport. Sound good?
Yeah.
What would it realistically take? Could you eat $10 million of the deal and give you a fifth round pick?
Mac Jones would have to have a horrible, horrible start on. There'd have to be a start where it would inspire no hope. No confidence whatsoever at the end of it.
Certainly on the table.
He's done that before.
He looked like he could have been on to something in New England. He had that
first
like
year.
Fake Pro Bowl invite because he was like the 9th alternate.
You know, they won a football game in New England one day. It was a Thursday night game, I think, when the wind was so bad. Belichick just decided not to pass it at all.
Yeah, I remember that.
They threw it like 3 times and they won that football game. Because they're like, we can't have him throwing these at. No,
that's what Harbaugh did at Michigan, and he won a national championship.
Yeah, take the air out of it.
And now that guy is a star in the making in Minnesota, and Falcons got all
hopefully
they can
his
handle.
Star will not be as bright on Sunday.
No. All right, great job on True and False. Coming up next, let's get a boots on the ground report from our buddy Taryn Walk, AtlantaFalcons.com writer. We'll check in with her. What did Raheem Morris have to say today? Michael Penix, and what are the injury and kicking situation updates? All that and more next. Chris Thomas tonight, 92.9 The Game.